looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I told you that would happen Saturday night, didn't I? Trust me. Ah, yes. I thought this was the right song to play with it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chicago!
The Don and Mike Show.
International standards are higher than any government standards. Oh, they're almost as high as mine.
Oh, my goodness. Can you find? You can find, in fact, Hebrew... Wait. What are you laughing at? Time? Take two. You can find... Say it with authority. You can find Hebrew National hot dogs at Walbaum's Market. Stock up now for barbecues and cookouts at Walbaum's. If they'll do it.
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, good friend King George Michael is on the phone now.
Oh, very exciting.
Let's go. Hey, Georgie.
Oh, George. Hello?
Is George there? Oh, my God. What's wrong with his phone?
Hold on. Let me try the other line. You know what? It just went kaputsky.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, I've found this experience that when you call out to horse country, it's difficult to sometimes make the proper connection.
Have Sarah put you through again.
I hope he was not on a horse.
Uh-huh. I certainly hope that. Well, yeah, or maybe I that would be fine.
I'm sure he's fine.
I think he's doing fine now.
Hope he didn't get thrown off the horse.
No.
While he was on the phone with us.
He went to see a man about a horse.
Hey, we're trying to get King George back on the line. You got him? Okay.
Talk a little football, talk a little rodeo.
Try him on this bank of phones. That still sounds awful. George?
Do I sound really awful?
Well, it was really our phone line, George.
I think it's ours. Hold on. Let me try on another one.
Something at this end. George sounds fine.
This is embarrassing. Jesus. How's that?
It's the same thing, but if it sounds all right to you, it sounds all right to me. As long as I'm hearing the voice of Geronimo, I'm a happy man.
All right, here he is. Well, but, you know, why do we have this thing going on?
You sound fine, George.
We don't.
As long as I sound fine and you guys sound like crap, I think everything's normal.
Can we try one more reset, George? Oh, hold on one
Geronimo.
Second.
Geronimo, what did you expect, folks? Hold what on. Do you expect? Right. CBS, for God's sake, they're spending their money on the Dan Rather $70 million lawsuit. Uh-huh. How the hell do you expect them to have phone lines at work?
Hold on one second.
He's already wound up, folks.
What are we going to do? Are they going to try?
We're scrambling to find out what's happening. The reason we sound bad and he sounds fine.
See, let me answer one of our other lines. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Not on.
Hey, I've got a suggestion for the perfect guy to hang out with.
See, now this guy, we're getting none of that.
No, it sounds perfect.
Luke, I am your father sound from this guy.
Although, you know, it's the same rule that's being broken, you know, bringing up a topic that's already passed.
But still, he's a live human being.
Uh-huh. And I'd like to hang out with King George.
Well, we got him back on another line.
Let's see if this works.
Let's try him again. George?
You guys sound wonderful.
Hi, George.
How about this? John, why don't you have George call?
Or what if we call George?
Are we calling George?
Or is George calling us? We'll find out in a second here. What's the deal?
All right, I'll try calling him.
All right, we're going to try to call you, George.
Very good. Okay. So hang up, George. I'm going to try to call you back now.
Very good.
Aye.
Yeesh. You know, we've had longer distance phone calls that have sounded better.
So embarrassing.
We've called New York, Los Angeles, Ireland.
Well, is he still on line 8? There you go. Thank you, guys.
Now we're going to call George. We'll see if everything works hunky-dory here.
I'll bet it does.
Then we're going to talk sports. We're going to talk horses. We're going to talk fun. It's George Michael.
Don and Mike Show.
Now, hey. It is on our end, George.
And you're potting it down when we talk.
Right. I'm going to have to do that.
I guess that's just going to be the way it's going to have to work.
Hi, George.
Don and Mike Show. May I help you, please? How may I make your day better on a Friday?
George, you might want to get us a new phone system.
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
No, George, we're not kidding you. If I turn the volume down on George, it sounds fine when Mike and I talk, but when I open up the phones like we were talking to a regular caller.
I guess we're going to have to do this like we're talking on a walkie-talkie or like a ham radio where we say, how are you, George? Over.
All right, you're right, Mike. We're going to have to do it like that. How are you, George? Over.
It's been so long. I didn't know if you'd even forgotten my name. The Don and Mike Show call, I mean, it's my Friday afternoon special.
George, you are a legend.
Over. George, we love you. Over.
We love you. Over. The problem is, hello, Earth to Mars, the Fakakamimi phone system.
He said Fakakamimi. He said Fakakamimi.
Oh, my God. This is quite a sticky
wicket. This is embarrassing. George, hold on, please. You know, I can't, Mike, we can't have a... The thing
we can't
with,
do it.
The thing is, with maybe with someone else,
yeah.
We could do that thing where...
It's too fast with George.
Where we talk, they talk.
No way.
George is like us.
George is rapid fire. There will not be dead air. There will not be pauses. That's just the way it works.
And we've got to interact with King George.
He's a DJ.
For goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how are you guys today?
See, now, why is it when any horse's ass calls us, it sounds fine?
Just a suggestion here. If the guys in the back talk to George, might want to tell him to switch phones.
Yeah.
If there's some... That might be the way to go. I think it's.
I have a question for you, Mike.
Yes, what's the question, sir?
You said OJ was going away for a long time. He proved you wrong, didn't he? You got crow on your face, guy.
I didn't say that OJ was going away for a long time. I said he might go away for a long time.
No, you said you convict him. Why you guys don't always want to do that, man? You never show none of his great.
Because you know what? I want to keep the man down.
Why do you guys do that?
This is not the OJ guy, incidentally, I don't think. And also not Mike's finger guy.
Right.
And why do you guys keep the man down? You don't show none of his good stuff when he played football. It's all Anna Nicole stuff. Man, you guys are not right, man, in the press. Right.
We are all about keeping the man down.
That's right.
Right, right.
Mike and I live every day to do a show to make sure that we run O.J. Simpson in the ground.
That's right. We run guys down like O.J. Simpson, and we build guys up like Dane Cook.
Hey, one more question for you, Don. I have a question for you, and I'm out of here. Did you get your duck sick for your birthday?
I think he said, did he say duck sick?
I think so.
Yes. What was that, Mike? Did you get your duck sick, too, on the holiday you just had?
Did he say duck sick?
Duck.
Duck,
D-U-C-K,
sick,
S-I-C-K,
E-D, as if your duck was sick.
Right, yes. But you know what he meant. He was asking you for your birthday
if you, yes. Got, that.
If you got your duck sicked.
No, because my neck doesn't go far enough.
Well, no, I'm talking about...
Thank you.
Yeah, good. That was the perfect time to... Send him on his merry way.
No, to be 100% honest with you, as always, what is my new thing? I've told you.
Yeah, honesty.
Taint manipulation.
Oh. And that is working? Is that a work in progress?
That's the act.
Are you training?
Hello, George?
Hey, guys. Tell you what. We got a phone problem, but the boop, boop, dee-doo sounds like 24. You know, you watch a series 24?
That's why we play it. God! George, we apologize, George.
We humbly apologize, George. The phones haven't sounded this bad in years.
Gentlemen, next Friday, we're doing predictions.
We're
going to talk real football next Friday. We'll find out who's got the hottest cheerleaders.
We love you, George. Over.
God bless you, George.
Over.
We'll find out who's cheating in the NFL.
Amen.
Yeah. All right, George.
Love you guys.
Don't fall off a horse. Over. Love you.
Bye.
Bye, George. It's highly embarrassing.
Oh, that's highly embarrassing, but a little bit funny.
The echo's
I'm
gone.
Sorry. It's just a little bit funny.
God, we are the worst engineered show.
What the F is going on? You know what? You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to, at least at some point today, I would love to even have an engineer just give us maybe a plausible explanation for why that would happen. Because we are more than capable of taking phone calls from all over the country in this studio. That particular phone line was not working.
And just for you folks at home who like playing along at home with the behind-the-scenes stuff, the line that we were using finally to contact George on the last time that it sounded like Darth Vader, we were using a request line to call. Before we were on an inside line.
Yeah, we tried everything.
We tried the inside line, then we tried the business line, then we even tried him on a request line. We called him, he called us.
Would you like a funny?
Yeah, sure.
Why?
Here's a funny for you. He's setting it up so we'll talk with him next week. I say the exact same thing happens next week.
What the bleep happened here?
I think it's his phone. I really
Hi, George, how are you?
I agree.
Guys, we'll talk in a week.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, talking to George, that sounded pretty cool, actually.
Oh, really? It sounded pretty cool.
It didn't sound bad at all on the radio. It was all like tin canny and kind of awesome.
So you enjoyed the multi-layered sound?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're crazy. You're a crazy broad.
She's Batza in the Gagutza.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Mike that I'm a Stan from Sacramento, and I jumped the wall, I moved out to the Midwest, and I have a better life now, and I just wanted to let him know that. Hopefully,
that warms my heart.
That's a good feeling on a getaway Friday. Huh?
I feel so sweet. I feel so warm and fuzzy inside, and that's really my advice to everyone in the greater Sacramento area. If you can manage to get yourself and all of your family, because really, even if you get out, and you leave your family behind, they're still going to suffer. In fact, they might suffer more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you'll never be able to see them during the holidays. So please, hop the wall, get out of Sacramento.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Hey, making fun of Dane Cook is just terrible. Awful. Terrible.
Are you trying to do a Barkley? Horrible. Terrible.
Horrible.
First of all, I don't think you should make fun of Dane Cook. He's a good guy.
Where did I see Charles Barkley on TV last night? I don't know what it was.
Playboy Network?
No, he's at a game. He was at some game somewhere being interviewed by someone.
Food Network?
No, I like this about Charles Barkley. They said, how you doing? First thing he said, I'm fat.
He was wearing that shirt on Monday Night Football. That was a serious amount of material.
Hello there. Don and Mike
find
show.
A shirt like that.
Hubble.
Horrible. Terrible.
Hubble. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. So your problem with your line, so is it only on the D.C. and local area calls, or is it coming from everywhere?
No. The problem is simply, we don't really know, because we are able to take and place calls mm-hmm. pretty much to anybody except George Michael.
There you go.
Well, you know, when you dial a local call, you go out on a different line than if you call a long-distance call.
Okay, now, smart guy, I tried to give all the behind-the-scenes people the knowledge on this. Trust me, whatever it is that you think that you know, we've already done. We've already tried local lines, dialing one, not dialing one, using a business line, using a cell line, using a hard line. Nothing seemed to work.
But if you want to stop by and fix it, that'd be fine.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you, boss. That's a great idea.
Hey, we have had that happen before. That has happened before with certain other calls. There's sometimes you just can't make the proper connection.
It's probably one of those little shiny things mm-hmm. down in that thing under here.
I know.
That's got, you see this thing down here? You see this thing, Mike, that's got two, three, four shinies right there?
Why?
Look at that.
Why?
One of those shinies ain't on.
The shiny ain't on. Man.
What?
I had no idea you had all those shinies in that particular look. Are those all volume controls?
Do you like the shiny?
Look at that. That's really impressive. And you know what's neat?
What?
As I'm talking, I can see the green lights moving simultaneously to my voice. That's a nice shiny.
Why do you favor rape?
I think I'm going to do the show here.
What the bleep happened here?
Yeah. This is the way I'll position myself for the whole show.
Please don't.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, Mike's assumed the position now.
Hi, Buzz.
As if Buzz is his proctologist.
How's it going?
Well, it's different now.
Hey, Mike.
What do these do?
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I will pay you the sum of $100.
Mm-hmm.
If you
Friday.
You pull down your pants and spread them and give him a moon.
I won't spread them.
Shouldn't,
but a moon.
Shouldn't I get the $100?
Is it still $100?
It's only $100.
You have the cash on you.
Hold on. And really?
I have $41.
I'll take 40.
Got it.
Oh, dear.
You got to show him the eye, though. He's gonna
take. No, you mean like the bad part?
Yeah.
No way. I'm not.
Come on.
Thank
that's
you.
Too
Come
gay.
On.
Thank you.
You
Mike.
Just ruined it.
Come on.
You just upped the ante.
Well, you were already.
You were going to get a moon, but I'm not going to show him
right,
the bad part.
All right, well, you were already bending over, so just go ahead and bend over and just show him.
The eye?
Show him whatever you feel comfortable showing him. Whatever.
Here we go, Buzz.
Whatever. $40.
Take a look, Buzz. Are you ready? Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
There it is.
Ah!
There it is. There
my
it.
Eyes.
There it is.
Nobody took a picture, did they?
No, I don't think they
All
did.
All right. Fantastic. $40 cash for me.
Oh, dear.
$40 cash for me.
Thank goodness he's out of money.
Oh, man.
What does that look like, Buzz?
I think you have a pretty good idea.
How would you rate it, Buzz?
You
on
know,
a scale of 1 to 10.
I will be honest with you. Better than I expected.
That's good. That's fantastic.
What did you expect from Mike's ass?
I get, well, just a mess.
Yeah.
But
no, what? Come on.
I give him a solid C plus.
I'm clean.
And
I'm decent.
I know.
He only gave your ass a C plus.
I'll take a C plus. That's good.
Pretty
Not
good.
A lot of cottage cheese on that, bud.
No. A little above average.
The
I'd
O'Mara
say.
Men hold their ass until the end of their lives.
They have to.
It doesn't fall. The ass does not fall. The ass stays pristine and in great, great condition. Because really, all of my weight is not in my ass.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I was wondering, does Mike have the red satin Porsche jacket and the black gloves with the knuckles cut out?
No. No, I don't have any of that crap.
He does not.
You know what I got when they offered me that stuff when I got it?
What?
I got two toy cars for my kids. I got two toy little versions of it. That's all I got.
Uh-huh. I remember,
and a hat.
I remember one thing you told me when you got that fancy car.
Mm-hmm.
They called you up and they said, come in, we have something special we forgot to give you.
Right.
It was like a pen.
It was a hat.
It was a hat.
Two hats. I think it was one hat.
You drove all the way to the dealership.
Yeah. I thought I was really going
to
get
something.
We forgot
to give you your free hat.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be some sort of incredible like toy that I was going to get or some special thing, and it was two hats.
And
they weren't even good hats either.
They're rare, though. Not everyone has them.
They were cheap hats.
Mike, we got to pick these games.
I don't know if I can do that without George.
I'll just keep track of it. Somebody in the back room. The five biggest games this week. Here we go.
Does this mean, since we don't have the guests, that we both get to editorialize on the games?
Sure we do, Mike.
Okay.
How about Feist, Indianapolis at Houston? Battle of the 2-0s, Mike. You can't go against. Hold on a second. I just have to interrupt. Joe is telling me on the screen. We're getting lots of calls from people saying they could hear George fine.
Yeah, George.
Well, yes, because you were running the volume control so that you could hear George. It was not a problem with George.
Right.
The problem was when we were speaking, if I left George's volume control open all the way, it sounded like that reverb, 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 mm-hmm. reverb, Darth Vader, I am your father.
Yeah, you would turn it down. George would be fine, but we sounded like the Charlie Brown t-shirt. I mean, the Charlie Brown teacher.
Right? And maybe we weren't good at explaining that. With a guy like George, you can't do it. Like, Mike, for instance, you be George.
Okay.
Or you be a regular guy, and I'll turn your microphone up and down as we speak, and people won't even know.
All right.
I'm talking with Mike. How are you, Mike?
I'm fine, Don. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'd like to know about your favorite team, the Boston Red Sox.
I'm very nervous about the Boston Red Sox, Don. I fear that they will slip out of first place in the division this weekend.
See, now you would not know that my microphone is down.
Right. But what he's doing is he's turning it up and turning it down.
Now, Mike's microphone, so I would say, Mike, I heard Yaz is a fag.
That's not true, Don. Yaz is not a fag. He's a Hall of Fame left fielder.
I heard he sucked on Ted Williams' frozen head.
That's not true either, Don. It's all a pack of unruly lies.
Uh-huh. You didn't even
and now Don's that. Microphone is turned off.
Way down, up.
Would you like to demonstrate with the George Michael and why it wouldn't have worked with George Michael?
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. Don and Mike Show, we're here with George. What's happening?
Geronimo, I got to tell you, Geronimo, you know, you're crazy, Geronimo.
George, can we get a... George, hello, George.
I'm standing by, guys. Yeah, I'm George Michael.
George!
We're going to talk all day. We're all going to talk at the same time.
George!
You wouldn't want that.
It's the energy level of George. Everybody's, right. And we got three guys all going at the same time, and it sounds okay, but you can't do it with the phone sounding the way they were sounding.
Let me just make sure for all of our listeners, everybody calling gets that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Is that what you're calling about?
Hello. This is Dane Cook.
Is that Joe?
Joe, what are you doing?
I'm testing the phones. How do I sound?
Oh, they're testing the phones.
Testing the lines.
It's very disturbing. It's highly disturbing to get a call.
He's
Joe.
In the house.
It's very scary.
They're just checking
scary.
Out the lines.
Jesus Christ. Help me, Rhonda.
Okay. Anyway, the game's mine.
I'm here.
Here we go. Indianapolis versus Houston. I will take the Colts. Shock.
All about momentum, even though it is the Houston Texans, even though it is Indianapolis, even though they're favored by a touchdown. I got to go with Houston at home with the big mo.
Dallas Cowboys at Chicago Bears. Very tough. Dallas 2-0. The Bears are all defense, and that's all. Sexy Rexy, Suxy Wuxy. I'll take the Dallas Cowboys here. Mike.
God, here I am going with the home team again. I like the Bears. I think the Bears are going to bounce back this week. Did they win last week or lose last week? I don't know.
They won.
They won. All right.
They won last week.
Now they're going to keep it going. I think they're going to win.
Then,
I think they're going to win it.
Let me see. Oh, San Francisco and Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
They're both 2-0. Pittsburgh, of course.
Pittsburgh. I agree with you on that one.
Okay. And those are really the only good games.
Are we picking the Redskins game?
The Giants at Redskins. Yeah, Redskins will win.
I don't want to lose. next week when we tally it all up. I'm going with the Redskins.
Yeah, there you go.
In a walk in the park.
And one more. How about the Monday night game? Okay. Tennessee at New Orleans. New Orleans big. They're so goddamn due. If New Orleans doesn't win this week, everybody in fantasy football that has them is going to commit Harry Carey.
True.
New Orleans has to turn it on this week. I'll take the Saints.
Absolutely. I think the Saints are due, and they are going to win big.
Now that's how we pick the pros until they scab and bleed.
Agreed. It's not easy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
We've got nothing else to do.
I just wanted to tell Mike that Dane Cook at Fenway Park throws like Johnny Damon in a dress.
Good, okay. That makes me feel better. Some strange way, but he's still a Red Sox fan. That makes me feel ill.
Don and Mike show, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? I'd like to ask Mike a question.
Yes, I'm standing by.
Hey, Mike, I was wondering if you were going to the Senior Players Championship in a couple weekends up in Baltimore.
The what?
The Senior Players Championship at Baltimore Country Club.
Golf?
Nope.
I'd like to ask you a question, Mike.
Yes, go ahead, Don.
Is your girlfriend going to a dildo party tonight?
Yes, she is, Don. Yes. Yes, it's my week of thrills continues, and she will be going to the girls' party tonight, and it should be very – I asked her to bring home stuff. But you know what I said? I said, when you come home this evening, bring something home for Daddy.
Yeah.
Bring a little something home for Daddy. And you know what I said? I'll go a step further. I said to her, bring something home that vibrates for Daddy.
Well, did you really?
I sure did.
Wow.
Because it's all about the TM thing that you were talking about.
Taint manipulation.
Amen. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Sure. But you don't
now,
want
you
like...
say you know people that have thrown these parties before. I'm not
Let me see.
This party doesn't start with like all the girls sitting around and having white wine, and then you know the toys come out, and then 15 minutes later there's a knock at the door, and the Chippendales walk in and start demonstrating.
One of my grown-up nieces, who is a mom of three boys and a school teacher, and is just about as cute and wholesome as you could ever want to meet.
Right.
She has these deviant parties where she gets the women together, and they get the big black dildo out, and it's the thing that like moves like the alien coming out of Sigourney Weaver's chest
in
the middle of that movie, and they sit around with the tea and crumpets, and they talk about
how bad men are,
the machines,
right.
Yeah,
and how wonderful the machines are, and it's all basically designed to replace us. And I suppose it's an innocent thing, but I'm just a little, you know, I'd love to have a camera or be a fly on the wall.
Oh yeah. Bless you.
Excuse me, I'm allergic to it.
There are gifts and prizes.
You know, when I do that's seriously, I have known over the years, I don't sneeze all that often, but when I do, sometimes it's an emotional allergic reaction that I'm having.
Mm-hmm.
And I think while I was trying to be all cool and collected that I didn't think it was a big deal, I think that I'm seriously perhaps a little, you know, with the events of this week.
I didn't say that, and I'm glad you did.
I'm saying it because, you know, who knows, with the events of this week. But
It doesn't take a CSI to follow that trail, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know what?
Trail.
Knowing there was this party over the weekend, decided to take the old NASCAR anthem last night. Get her done.
Uh-huh.
Get her done.
Good move.
So what do you mean? What do you mean? You laid the
service
wood,
the account.
You laid
last
the wood.
Night.
You're a good man.
Before the party.
Yeah, in a good way, I hope. You
good
know?
Man. In a good way.
Well, usually I've gained a lot of weight, and I'm normally extremely lazy. I'm the first one to admit it. Extremely lazy, and I don't put forth the effort. Last night was when I was maybe 20 pounds lighter, I could give 30% to 40% almost every time.
Every time she would...
Last couple of times, I'm in negative numbers. Just like, you just sit back there and you're like, please, and you kind of put your arms like, and last night I sat up for a little while.
Wow.
It was
dizzy,
funny. Huh?
Yeah, dizzy at all?
Were you there?
No.
Let's pick this up when we come right back. Because Mike actually got up while he was having sex.
You want to know when it's really time, when when letting yourself go has gone just a little too far, when too much clam chowder has has taken its toll on your waistline. You know, when it's making whoopee, when you don't even, when years ago you wouldn't even process that, it's time to maybe hop on an elliptical. When, little things like that, like rolling over, become taxing in the middle
flag,
of that. Nothing wrong with him, though. Just want to say that. I'm not ready for the blue pill yet.
He doesn't need to go on a diet, right?
No, he doesn't. He's amazing. He's all muscle. he's all muscle, dog.
Oh,
thing.
He is. No, you know, it's been a whirlwind for me this
You're
week.
Your wet thing.
Yeah, solid as a rock. That's why, and I'm singing
so
to him now.
Did she achieve last night?
Yes. Well, you know what?
You don't know.
Of course. I am told yes.
That's good.
I am told yes.
That
do we?
Counts.
Do any of us ever really know?
But that counts.
Yeah,
you
it
got
does.
A yes. That counts.
Mm-hmm. No, it does.
You never know. Do you ever really know?
No,
it's impossible.
I can't tell you how many times you get it, and it's like you go, "Whoo, that was great."
You know when you know? You know,
and she'll go, "Mm-hmm," and you go, "Was that good for you?" And she leans over, she goes, "I love you."
Yeah, that's a no.
Yeah, that's a big no.
It's been my experience, and I have more experience, I think, than either one of you guys in this department, that if you stay with a person for a very long time, uh-huh. you'll never really know the answer to that. However, when relationships conclude, you suddenly get the honest answer.
You get memos.
Yeah,
stuff.
Which I yeah. find, you know, I find liberating, really.
Liberating, really.
Yeah. True. Yeah, it's an interesting. Well, now it'll be a real interesting weekend.
An eye opener.
Okay, well, we'll come back, and I'd like to hear more about the dildos, and mm-hmm. I'd like to hear about you actually sitting up while you were having sex with your girlfriend.
Sitting up temporarily,
just for a moment.
Well, for a good long time. Oh. You know, it was. Well, I'll tell you
before you head back down and got your bowl of potatoes,
mashed potatoes with the peas.
Like Elvis.
It's good. Well, you know what? It's tough to look up because when you're lying down, you can see the television.
Do you think
with the special TV glasses?
I was just gonna say, do you ever think you'll have sex with Carla using your special TV glasses?
Oh my God,
that's a good idea.
Would that be something special? I think you could probably get that done with arranging the mirrors in the bedroom.
Hello, Carla. I have something new for you tonight. I'm going to wear these glasses.
Let's go down and play racquetball at the home racquetball.
I've put my glasses on. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I'm very. Boy, just a minute ago, energy was surging through my body.
Okay, we got a break. We will be back, probably.
This is the Don and Mike Show.